I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking today with Captain Jim Lovell, best known as commander of the dramatic 1970 Apollo 13 mission, today behind the Flight Plan for America campaign to get people back to flying after September 11th.
That's right, Stephen. I've been sort of asked to really try to get people flying again based on my Apollo 13 experience, I guess.
People look at that and as a momentous, heroic, historic moment in American history, and they need that impetus now to get themselves back into the flying mode.
Yes, and you know, in some respects, the tragedy of 9/11 and Apollo 13 is, you know, there's similarity to it because there was a tragedy in both cases, but we managed to recover, and that's what we want to do with the American public. We want to be able to live the life that we've lived before, and so we're working that way to get people to fly.
Now, people getting to fly today, they see these stories on various media about it's difficult to fly, and that is a perception that has to be changed as well.
Yes, I've been flying ever since 9/11. I have to business, and I found out that going through security is not that bad. The main thing is you take all the metal off of your body, like watches, cell phones, pens, put them in your carry-on bag, let that go through the X-ray, then you walk through the detector. In most cases, you just walk through clean.
The hassles of the first few days after September 11th, as time progresses, the process gets modified. People learn to make it a more easier process for all concerned, and I think it's working out well.
Very well, because people are knowing more what to do.
The website is www.flightplanforamerica.com. People getting back to flying. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
The warmth, the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Let Mexicana Airlines help you with your vacation plans. Mexico and Latin America are amazingly close with Mexicana from the moment you step on board. Enjoy the friendly service, its delicious regional cuisine, along with a complimentary bar that includes the finest tequila, the best Mexican beer, and a wide array of beverages. Don't think about it anymore and take the well-deserved vacation that you and your loved ones deserve. Call toll-free 1-800-531-7921 or contact your local travel agent. Also visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Travel.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report in conversation with Judith Ritter. When we think about Florida, it's hard not to think popular culture. But is there any so-called high culture worth taking in, Judith?
Well, there sure is in Palm Beach. If you've never made it to the Metropolitan Museum in New York City, don't worry. Check out the Norton Museum of Art. It's a mini Met. The museum has benefited from being located in Palm Beach, winter home of many art collectors who've donated some of the best paintings in the world to the Norton. We especially enjoyed the 20th century. American collection. One special painting is Georgia O'Keeffe's stunning red flower, a painting the artist kept in her own bedroom until the time of her death. Something of a surprise was seeing Monet, Renoir, and Picasso in this modest but growing South Florida museum. And if the Italian Renaissance is a period you're interested in, take the history tour of the Breakers Hotel. Believe it or not, that hotel is built in the style of the Italian Renaissance, and there are a lot of tapestries, paintings, and frescoes worth seeing. As unusual as it is to find a fine museum and an Italian palace in Palm Beach, it's even stranger to find a Japanese garden and museum. 10 minutes from Palm Beach is the Murakami, the only museum in America devoted to the living arts of Japan. You can go there and see Japanese drumming called taiko, or an authentic ritual Japanese tea ceremony. The Murakami Museum also has shows of Japanese flower arranging and an exhibit of antique and modern kimonos, elaborate silks and embroideries. Best of all, take a stroll through a traditional Japanese garden, the largest Japanese garden outside of Japan.
A different side to Florida than one could imagine in Palm Beach. I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.